Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. What a start to the year it's been. Just up, down, and that's not just the temperatures. That's everything has been going a little on the weird side. But one thing that you do not want to have too up was what we're going to talk about today, and that is radon levels. What can you tell us?
Absolutely. Yeah. I know I kind of tend to do this reminder every January, but I always think it's an important one. The Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, has designated the month of January as National Radon Action Month to encourage individuals to test their homes for the presence of radon. Governor Laura Kelly has also proclaimed January 2024 as Kansas Radon Action Month as well. So for those who may not know, radon is a colorless, odorless, naturally occurring gas that is found in the soils across Kansas. And radon levels are low outside because the effects of those levels are diluted, but once it gets inside of a home or a building, it can build up to an undesirable level. On average, they say 1 in 4 homes in Kansas will test at or above the EPA's radon action level. Really, the primary concern associated with long-term exposure to elevated radon levels is the increased risk for developing lung cancer. Radon exposure is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers and is also the second leading cause of lung cancer in those that do smoke. Because you can't see or smell radon, we often tend to maybe minimize the health effects and ignore the possibility that radon can exist at an elevated level in our home. Really, the only way to know for sure if radon levels are elevated is to test for it. And with January being our National Radon Action Month and then Kansas Radon Action Month, now it's really a great time to test your home. It's also a really good time to test your home because your house is closed up. You know, windows and things aren't open. We're closed up for the winter season. We do have radon test kits available in all three of our Frontier District offices in Linden, Ottawa, and Garnett. You're welcome to stop by any one of our offices and purchase a test kit for $7.50. They say that the best place to test your home for radon is on the lowest lived-in level. This would include a basement if your family tends to spend time maybe in a family room or a bedroom or a living space down there. If, however, your basement you use primarily for storage, you're going to want to test on the first floor of your home, like in a bedroom, a living room, or a family room. The test kits do provide a prepaid mailing envelope to return the test kit back to the lab for processing, and the lab will send your results back by mail, and they will also post them on a line based on the serial number that you find on the test kit as well. If your initial results of the test show a reading of 4 or higher, then a longer follow-up test is maybe recommended. And if that follow-up test confirms the presence of radon elevated levels, there is some steps you can take or special equipment that you can install to mitigate to lower those levels within your home. So if you're wanting some more information about radon exposure, testing, or mitigation, K-State manages the Kansas Radon Program website at kansasradonprogram.org. And they also have a hotline number that you can call with any questions that you may have. And that hotline number is 1-800-693-5343.
Sounds like pretty serious business. I didn't really realize the lung cancer connection there. Are there certain symptoms that people can be aware of that might lead them to suspect, radon might be an issue?
From what I've been told, that one home sitting right next to another home could have completely different levels. I think there's no 100% way to know for sure unless you test for it. So that's why I think it's really, really good time of year to do that.
So it really is sneaky. It's not going to... we've been having a lot of headaches yesterday. We should do a test. It's just something that you just need to go ahead and have a look at.
Yes, and it's one of those colorless, and I mean, it's odorless, and sometimes it's just really easy not to know that you have the presence there in your home.
So, all right.
Yes, definitely encourage you to test for it.
It sounds like it's worthwhile is the understatement of the year as far as that goes. Yeah, well, thank you for that. And one more time, the number for those kits, please.
The Kansas Radon hotline number is 1-800-693-5343.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Better to have it done and not have to worry about it than have something sneak up on you like that. That's a nasty business there.
Absolutely. Always good for some peace of mind.
Definitely. Well, speaking of peace of mind, have yourself a fine day, and thank you for joining us and bringing this to our attention.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.